Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. Paul and Silas are in prison because Paul cast the devil out of a girl. She was a fortune teller. See, the gifts of the Spirit are real. The Holy Spirit is real. The Spirit of God does lead us. But the devil also, as I said a few minutes ago, has a counterfeit for everything God does. So he does know some things. He doesn't know all things like God, but he does know some things through observance and through other things. And of course, if the devil can talk you into anything, well, then of course he knows what your future is because he just talked you into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are some things he knows. Well, this girl's a fortune teller. One way you know the difference, somebody said, well, how do you know? Well, if you can just call somebody up at any time and say, give me a word, a supernatural word, and they can just give it to you, then you know one thing, that's not of God. Because the Bible clearly says that these things operate as the Spirit wills. I've given word to people in this room, Pastor Robin as well, and it's been accurate and right from heaven. But I can't just do that anytime I want to. Don't call me up and say, Pastor Mark, you got a word for me? Because I probably don't. Do you understand? It's just up to him. I mean, I might, but I don't know. It's not up to me. I don't decide it. He decides it. Those things operate as the Spirit wills. The Spirit divides severally to all of them for the common good as he wills to do it, and not as we will. So you can't just call up some hotline and say, oh, well, tell me my future. If you get that, you're probably getting the future from the devil. Do you understand? People don't believe those things are real, but listen, the psychics and all those, they're not operating by the Spirit of God, trust me. Even if they think they have a, quote, gift from God, it's not. No more than this girl's gift was from God. In fact, maybe it might be wise to just back up a little bit and read that. Paul and Silas, go back to the 15th verse, and it says, and when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, if you've judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us. And it happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, notice they did spend time praying, a slave girl having a spirit of divination, that means fortune telling, met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. Well, you know she had to be accurate or they couldn't be too profitable. Well, following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, these men are bond servants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation. Well, how many know she was right? But how many don't want the devil testifying for you? What was the devil trying to do? He was trying to disrupt what Paul was doing. And so she'd follow him, and she kept crying out by this devil in her. You read the Gospels, and you'll see that as Jesus would go to different places, there would be those that would cry out full of a demon and say, we know who you are, the Son of God. And Jesus says, told him to shut up. He didn't want that to be known, especially through a demon. So this gal who is operating by a wrong spirit, Paul turns to her, and look, she continued doing this for many days. For many days, not a few, many days. Now, how many know that would bug you? It'd bug you. These men are servants of the Most High God. Proclaim it. Well, we don't want the devil messing up what we're trying to do. And so she continued doing this for many days, but how come Paul didn't do anything about that devil and that girl? I said, how come he didn't? How come he let it go on for so many days? Because he couldn't do anything about it. Until the Holy Spirit gave him the manifestation of the Spirit. When I say that, I mean a gift of the Spirit to cast it out of her. See, I can cast the devil out of me anytime I want to. You understand, in my affairs. He comes into my household and messes with my household. I can give him the boot. But see, I can't kick him out of your affairs. Only you can do that. And sometimes if people give you permission, you can help and intervene in their lives as they are willing and give you permission to do it, then sometimes you can do it that way. But apart from that, I can't go down the street and just cast the devil out of people that don't want the devil cast out of them. You can't either. As long as they want that demon, it's going to stay. So Paul, for many days, he's just going on. He can't do anything about it. But then one day the Holy Spirit came on him and he saw into the realm of the Spirit. And then he took care of it. Look what it says. She did that for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And it came out that very moment. Notice he was bugged by it, but he couldn't do a thing about it until that manifestation was given to him by the Holy Spirit. And then he did do something about it. But until then, he was just as helpless as you as I would be in a situation when the devil's operating through somebody else. But said when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. Now you notice they weren't the least bit interested that this girl just got free of a devil. Where was their mind? It was on their money. Forget the fact that the woman just got a devil cast out of her and now she's free from that fortune-telling spirit that she thought was God, perhaps, giving her a, quote, gift. So now she's free, but they're not thinking anything about, bless God, he just ruined our money. Well, it says, when they brought them to the chief magistrates, they said, these men are throwing our city into confusion. Oh, are they really? Being Jews. And are proclaiming customs that aren't lawful for us to accept or to observe, being Romans or being Americans. The crowd rose up together. You know, God trumps the American laws and the world's laws. What he wants to do doesn't make a bit of difference if America says you can't or you can. They're never going to stop God. Never. But the crowd rose up together against them. The chief magistrates tore their robes off of them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. And when they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. Now see, all of that was just extra that I thought I'd throw into the meal. You remember why we came here? You'll see in a second. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Well, they're in jail at midnight, singing praise and hymns to God. Filled with the Spirit right there in jail. Filled with the, now notice the next part too for those that are the silent worshipers. And the prisoners were listening to them. Well, how could they hear them if they were silent? Oh, religion is a private matter, Pastor Mark. Well, Paul didn't think so. Neither did Silas. Said they were singing praise to God at midnight, and the prisoners were listening to them. Now see, we could say, and the visitors were listening to them. Isn't that funny? It didn't bother Paul and Silas the least bit to sing praises to God in front of a visitor? I know I'm on your toes, but I'm going to stand there a second. Did you hear me? Oh, we want our church to grow. We better shut up. Well, Paul didn't think so. He just went on praising the Lord, singing out loud, him and Silas, just singing hymns and praise to God. Didn't care who was sitting next to him or in the cell next to him or anything else. And you notice it wasn't a private matter to them. Well, look, and then suddenly, see, that's how it happens. You don't expect it. You're just doing your job as a Christian. You're just worshiping the Lord. And then one day, suddenly, something will happen. He'll speak to you. He'll show you. He'll do something for you that you need. Can you see it? That's part of being filled with the Spirit. Well, what happens? Well, when you are filled with the Spirit, you can be led of the Spirit. And it's very important to be led of the Spirit, not just in a service because of the reasons I just mentioned. Turn to Romans 8. It's very important to be led. See, they were having a service right there in jail. I mean, they were. They were just not worrying about who was around them. They're just having their service, fellowshipping with God. And God did something for them as their hearts were involved in it. How many know their hearts had to be in it because they just got beaten with rods? And I just dare say, how many of us, if we had been beaten with rods and thrown in prison, would be singing hymns and praise to God? Dear Lord. Most full gospel people, they stubbed their little baby toe one time and they're, where is God in my life? Did you notice they didn't do one thing wrong? All they did was cast the devil out of one girl, and they wound up being beaten and thrown in prison for it, and were still not daunted by it. See, if you don't have that kind of an attitude, you are an easy prey for the enemy. Wee! Wee! Nothing's going right. Wee! You're an easy prey. You got to stand up to the devil and get right in his nose and say, "You're not doing that to me. You're not doing that to my family. I'm going to worship God. Period. I'm not going to let you bring me down, devil. You're not going to do it. My God will deliver me. Period. I'm not going to let you tell me how to live or how to act or how to praise or not praise. I'm not going to let my week dictate my praise on Sunday." Some people praise according to how their week went. How many know Paul and Silas didn't believe in such? Their week was not a good week. But yet they still served and worshiped God right there in the middle. And he sent an earthquake and shook that place. And then people got saved as a result of it. You read the case there, the jailer, his whole household, everybody got saved because they thought, "Oh my God." Well, Romans chapter 8 and verse 14 says, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Well, it's important that we're led by the Spirit here in service, because God can speak to you in service when everybody is in unison. When everybody is praising the Lord, the power of the Spirit will be in greater manifestation. And so as his presence is here and we just spend time worshiping, you will be led in service, but yet we also need to be led outside of service as well, so that you can find the opportunity to do all kinds of things in the name of the Lord, whether it's minister to a person that needs to know. Just to talk.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is Following and Flowing with the Holy Spirit. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life.